wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Rolling, Martin.
Hold it now.
Tuesday morning from Chicago. Good morning, Rolling.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You can see the weather already changing here in the Chi. Summer is slowly fading away.
It's cold.
It's all good. It's about 78, 80 this week, but you can tell the shift is happening.
Okay, in that part of the country.
Yeah.
In that part, yes, in that part of the country. Not Dallas or Houston or in the South. It's still hot as all get out, of course. I wouldn't be surprised. Also, the president leaves Martha Vineyards very soon, Tom. That tropical pressure is now a hurricane in the Atlantic.
Oh, yeah.
They might be packing up a little bit early.
Danielle is her name, and she's coming.
Danielle, she got a little attitude. So, might be packing up a little bit early. And I'll tell you, one storm that also continues to brew, especially among Republicans, is this whole issue, Tom, of is the president a Muslim? This is amazing. Last week, the Pew Center released a report that showed that 18% of Americans now believe that he is a Muslim, up from 11% from last year. 48% last year thought that he was a Christian. Now it's down to 34%. And 43% say they have no idea what in the heck his faith is. And so what does this really mean, frankly, for Christians questioning this president's faith? And could it have an impact politically? And so we turn to somebody who knows a little bit something about faith. Reverend Kirby John Caldwell, pastor, of course, of the largest Methodist church in the country, Windsor Village, right there in Houston, Texas. He also was a spiritual advisor to President George W. Bush and has often prayed with President Barack Obama. Kirby John, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Doing great. What do you make of all of this noise, questioning the president's faith, but even fellow Christians saying, well, you know, I'll take him at his word, but I'm not quite so sure.
Yeah, if you use the word amazing, I would call it amazingly ridiculous. one thing we have to remember, and you know this very well, 60%, 58, 59, 60% of the folk polled who said he is a Muslim said they got that impression from the media. So I'm glad that Tom Jonas Show and Brother Roland Martin are addressing this issue head on. And listen, Roland, at the end of the day, we all know that if your opponent can attack what you do and who you are, they have laid the foundation for your defeat. So this whole politics of personal faith destruction is simply a strategy to defeat who the president says he is.
Now, the White House has made it clear that, look, he has spoken about faith. Last year he gave a speech after Easter where he talked about the resurrection. But people also are throwing out there that, you know, look, the president has spent more time on the golf course on Sundays as opposed to go to church. They say, well, look, he's gone to church as much as George W. Bush went, as well as Bill Clinton. But do you think that also plays a part in that? Because obviously you look at his last name, Dad, they say his dad was a Muslim, but also folks saying, well, we don't see him going to church. We don't hear him constantly talking about his faith.
Yeah, you know, you just said a mouthful. First of all, I heard that speech, which he gave the day after Resurrection Sunday this year. I was sitting about 8 feet from him. It was a powerful speech. In fact, it's the strongest and clearest expression of Christian faith I've ever heard a president deliver, and it was delivered with passion and purpose. And Roland, maybe, just maybe, that should have been aired on national TV, or at least put on YouTube or something. You know, he gave it right there in the White House, and unfortunately did not go farther. So perhaps going forward, you know, we can do more to help his faith get expressed beyond what he shares so powerfully. Period. Stop. New paragraph. You also put the nail on the head. What is that? Hat on the head. Whatever that is. When you express that this brother doesn't go into church, doesn't go to church any less than his predecessor. But since he has the ethnicity that he has, and since you got folks like Franklin Graham running around here talking about his daddy was a Muslim, then he must be a Muslim. It becomes an unnecessary mess.
Well, it certainly is a mess, and I think what will put this all to an end, Kirby John, is if Tom Joyner takes the president to church one Sunday. Because if Tom takes the president to church, it will shut all of this down.
You think so?
Wow, and then we need to get right. We really need to get right.
If that's all it takes.
Tom, listen, let Roland make the call to the White House on your behalf to help get it done.
All right, Kirby John.
That will shut it down. Pastor Caldwell, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
God bless y'all. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right.
Thank you.
That always comes back to me and going to church, huh?
Hey, come on now. Look, let's lay hands on him, Sybil.
Are you listening?